History is made at night. Rodrigo in lovemaking was not one of those men who sprint toward satisfaction and then beach themselves like giant turtles. When it came to women, Rodrigo swam in all the currents. The act of love was everything to him. It was flesh and heart, casual and meaningful, urgent and thoughtful, momentary and eternal. It was at once grossly selfish and nobly selfless. That central paradox was one in which Rodrigo delighted. He went toward his pleasure by first seeing to the woman's. To take his own before giving to his partner was unthinkable. Apart from violating the most basic of etiquettes, it would have been for him a casting off of his manly prestige and power. A man who threw himself onto a woman and quickly finished in her, as many men did, became an appendage of the woman, hardly more of a man than an infant can be. That was a slap in the face to life and an insult to the act of love, which, even as it brings a man into the deepest contact with a woman, also separates him from her in an emphatic, triumphal way. The basis of life is differentiation, and Rodrigo's impulse was to stand apart. From that impulse had come his adamant libertarianism, as well as his aesthetic refinements, and the centerpiece of his life artistry was the pleasuring of women. For his lover, he needed a woman who could receive the pleasure he had to give. Elena had not come close to that. When marital tedium set in, he used to imagine that if a yearning for liberty had not nudged him into politics years earlier, then perhaps a heightened longing would have done so now. There it was, that plaintive melody on a viola. The unhappy man is a happy warrior. The music was with him like a charm, soothing his mind, making things right. What would he hear if he listened to the part of himself that made the music play? What were politics to him, if not the expression of an inmost drive to keep free? Where had his path to freedom begun, if not in the primordial struggle of his first days and hours, the ineffable urge to be other than what a woman wanted him to be? If not from that most formative of places, then from where had his manhood come?